Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. We have a lot to talk about. This is the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host for the most, the King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone lines, I have the one, the only.
It is I, Sean Black, in the building once again.
Yes. Unfortunately, Anisha B could not make it tonight due to she's not feeling too well, which I don't blame her. A lot of people is having a bad day today.
But yeah.
You know me, Sean Black, I will try to do the show the best way I can. Even my children are sick right now, so if you hear kids crying, that's really me crying for my kids. But besides that, if you have any statements, questions, or comments you'd like to make, or anything you'd like to let out, the number to call is 347-989-8402, 347-989-8402. Sean Black,
but we try to lead them toward the latter part of the show because all of us, I know we got a lot to say about what's going on today.
Not me. I have nothing to say. Tonight's not my show. I'm going to go do some gambling soon, so that's the one thing I have to say.
But, I understand.
To be honest, where do we begin? I complained to Sean this morning, like, why every time I come up with my topics, something got to happen, even on Monday morning, Sunday night. Something got to change everything. They changed the format of the show. Tried to start the show with whatever happened Monday night from now on. In case you have not known, ladies and gentlemen, of course, there was another mass shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. I believe the numbers now has been 59 people dead, and they call it as the worst mass shooting in modern, quote-unquote, modern U.S. history, because, you know, there's controversy about that one. And over 500 people injured. Happened at a country music festival last night in front of the Madeline Bay Hotel. Like I say, Sean, where do we begin with this part? Well, as a matter of fact, I know you have details about the shooter. Let's start with that.
Okay. Like you said, it's kind of like you have to breathe.
Only
mention
his name, but for the shooter, only mention his name at least once or twice, and as for the rest of the program, he would be known as the shooter.
Exactly. And the shooter's name is, well, the gunman was identified as Stephen Paddock. Yeah, 64 years old, from California, living in a retirement community in Mesquite, Nevada. So from here on out, that's the last time you will hear me utter that person's name. Basically, there was a concert that was going on in Las Vegas last night at about 10:08. The concert was wrapping up. There was the last vestiges of the concert. And then at about 10:08 p.m. Vegas time, which would be in the East Coast, would be about 1:08. There were, apparently, during the last song, gunshots went off. And it went on and on and on from what I saw, probably about 10, 15 minutes of nonstop shooting from what sounded like an automatic weapon coming from the Mandalay Bay Hotel, which overlooks this entire place of over 20,000 people that were standing and trying to enjoy a country music festival that was going on for that entire weekend. And this was a wrap-up of it. And the person that was using the concert name was Jason Aldean. He was playing his last set when all of this happened. And the shooter, who, as you stated, it's went up to, I've been away from listening to the news the last half an hour or so, but you said it went up to well over 60 people dead. Well over 500 people injured, probably going to climb up higher than that. And the first thing that pops into my head when you hear about this is the definition of terrorism. The dictionary terrorism definition is the use of violence or threat of violence, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims, religious aims, or ideological change. That's the definition of terrorism by the dictionary. The law has a different definition of domestic terrorism, which is activities that involve acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of the criminal laws of the U.S. or any state that appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, or affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping. Those are what the legal ramifications are of this whole entire thing.
So, in your opinion, will you call this a terrorist act from the two different definitions you just gave?
Damn straight. And I'm going to tell you why.
Because
just
before you answer, some people do not see this as a terrorist attack. Even some black people told me they don't see this as a terrorist attack.
And
but
I'm
going to
tell you why it's wrong. The entire premise of any attack that is called terror is to instill terror in the people or persons that you are trying to terrorize. It's in the word. It's in the etymology of the word terror, terrorist, terrorism. We've seen so many homegrown terrorists over the years that have done things. The San Bernardino instance that happened. We've had this instance happen.
But
we had Timothy McVeigh
way back when. But the San Bernardino, wasn't the two people, the couple Muslim?
Yep, and that's where I was going. In society today, especially with the media, especially with social media, the politicians seem to lean the crutch as far as what terrorism is, means that terror happens because of or is incited by someone of either from outside of the country, or is of a Muslim persuasion, or is of some sort of other radicalized persuasion, and that is in their minds, in the American ideal mind, as terrorism, and that's part of the problem. Here's the problem with all of these definitions involved, and why you're not hearing so much about why isn't this terror? Why is it not called terror? I gave you the legal reason. Forget about the legal part of it. I'm talking about just the ideology behind what happened. This person seemed to be very, very, very troubled. The shooter, his father, was on the FBI's most wanted list for crimes in the past. He has since passed. His father was a bank robber. That was 50 years ago. Today,
so what they have to do? What they have to do? Anything?
It has nothing to do with it. But when the media and when the police start looking into the person's background and they start trying to find out why this person did what they did, they're finding a lot of things out about it. I.e., like I said, his father was on the FBI's most wanted list, so maybe that had something to do with what may have manifested in his mind years down the road.
When I saw that, I was like, really? I'm like, I understand what your concept is and other people's concept, but they could not find the main motive yet, so they're going to dig up anything they want, anything they could find, and come up as a motive, or because his father was a psychopath.
Yeah.
The shooter has a brother, and the brother is, he don't know what's going on with his brother. He's shocked as hell. But does it mean that the brother will be a psychopath? No. So I don't see it as a major connection as of yet between the father and the shooter.
Yeah.
The father was a bank robber. He didn't go around killing a lot of people from what I read.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm not buying that 100%.
I'm not saying that is the reason why it's happened, because obviously at some point you have to take responsibility for your own actions. But when, like I said before, when they're starting to look and dig for reasons why this happened, this is going to probably be one of those little notches on a belt mark that they're going to use to say, well, this is what helped to develop him to who he was. This guy walked into a gun store in his area, in the place that he was living in Mesquite, Nevada, and bought at least 24 firearms. Nobody found there was a reason or any craziness that why somebody at his age would walk into a gun store, buy over 24 worth of guns, and
but
shoot
them. But we discuss this all the time. People love guns. So you want to go and buy 10 rifles, of course nobody going to question that.
Yes.
It's common people who want to get guns. America loves its guns. This is not the first time we talk about this.
And then it's not going to be the last either.
No.
And
you figure mm-hmm. after Sandy Hook, after the situation happened at Sandy Hook, and I know we talked about this 3 years ago, you think stuff will have changed. Laws will have got stricter. Obama tried to fight. You think anything happened? No. So before you answer the other question, why are we talking about this matter again?
The reason why we're talking about this again is because it continues to happen. Because somehow, and I hope this isn't the case, but somehow we as a society have almost normalized this from Columbine all the way to what you talked about at Sandy Hook, to the incident that happened in Aurora, Colorado, in the movie theater with the during the Dark Knight movie that came out, with the shooting that happened at the movie theater, the Kentucky shooting. We've had numerous shootings. Just in the span of time we've done this show, we have probably talked about at least 6 mass shootings or more in the time we've done this show.
Don't forget last year, Orlando.
With the Orlando shooting at the Pulse nightclub. We've had so many of these discussions before. And the constant is there are gun laws on the books to make sure that people do background checks. What seems to be the overarching story is that either no one does their due diligence to find out what happens here, or they don't care. And what we had is the president who came out and very quickly came on and did a press conference and said what he was supposed to say. He attacked it and called everything. I think his exact words were it was a crazy
pure evil.
Yes.
It was pure evil. He called
it
pure
evil. Exactly.
He did not call it a terrorist attack. He did not call anything else. He called it pure evil. In other words, covering up. He's covering up.
His exact words were, in times such as these, because we all know he didn't write this. We know his speechwriter wrote this. In times
such
as these,
he should be fired.
I know we are searching for some kind of meaning in the chaos, some kind of light in the darkness. The answers do not come easy, but we can take solace knowing that even the darkest space can be brightened by a single light, and even the most terrible despair can be illuminated by a single ray of hope. Now, those are beautiful words. But
like
even
I said, that writer should be fired.
We know the reason why the president is supposed to come out and be the calming factor in this. And he stated after this press conference was over, he's going to show up in Vegas on, I believe, Wednesday. And he's going to survey the situation. He's going to survey everything and try to bring calm and try to find out what's going on. Here's where I think a complete left turn. And I'm going to make the left turn here. It took the president all of 2 days between today and Wednesday when he's going to go out to Las Vegas. The hurricane that absolutely wiped out all of Puerto Rico and all of the other islands that were in the Caribbean, it's taken him 2 weeks. What happened between that and this? Now, I'm not going to say...
Sean, you know he was a very busy man. He's a very busy president.
Yes.
Very, very busy. Listen, he had to go to his golf course and check out his businesses, okay?
Yes.
He has to set his priorities straight.
Yes. Now, we all know that every instance that happens gets politicized, especially since we seem to always, it always comes full circle to Donald Trump in some way, shape, or form. Now, as I stated, the president did his job to call the nation together, or at least attempt to. He brought attention to everything. Federal buildings are flying their flags at half-mast, and there was a national moment of silence earlier in the afternoon, which I have no problem with. That's the president's job. That's what he's supposed to do. So I give him kudos for that.
Well,
but
they
as I
told
think,
him, they probably told him that he needs to do that, and he just did. Not like
well,
he has any experience in this. Not like he know what he's doing. And,
of course.
And it's funny how we have mass shootings, all these hurricanes, a lot going on in the first, now we could say 10 months of President Trump's legacy so far.
Yes.
And people are scratching their head, like, once again, to our caller last week, that the President
yes.
Trump, once again, I was supporters to a certain degree. But I still, to this day, cannot understand. I mean, is the media a little bit hard on him? Of course. Are we hard on him? To a certain degree. But at the same time, he is shooting himself in the foot, too, for Mr. Number 45. So I don't know how anyone could tell me that he's doing a great job right now. I still cannot see that to this day.
And to think about it, a lot of the things that he said he was going to do have not come to fruition. A lot of people have pointed out he has not really passed any sort of legislation that he's wanted to pass through because there seems to be some consternation as to what he can and can't do in pushing certain agendas through. But that's neither here nor there. That's not even the purpose of this discussion. The purpose of this discussion, as I just stated earlier, that's why I said I made a complete list, is why did it take President Trump, number 45, a lot of people can't even say his name, but why did it take 2 weeks for the president to, one, really acknowledge what was going on in Puerto Rico and what kind of hell is going on there, which, by the way, is a United States property as far as the people of Puerto Rico are citizens of the United States. Why has it taken this long for it to be acknowledged and for the president who is supposed to go there tomorrow and survey the area and see what's going on? And this happened today, and we are just at the snap of a finger. I'm going to go there on Wednesday, and I'm going to survey the area, and I'm going to make sure everything is fine and help the people and see what we can find. If he had that kind of a quick response with Puerto Rico, even if he stated to Puerto Rico, it's too dangerous for me to go immediately, let me make sure that the storm has completely passed, and then I will show up and at least acknowledge that that was the case, then you wouldn't have maybe as much blowback as he's got. But that
was
not the case.
Talking about Puerto Rico, not to go off topic too much, there's too much controversy about that right now between Trump, the mayor of Puerto Rico, accusing Trump of not helping. Which they've been going back and forth. There have been help, but the help is not being taken. Like, they're trying, like, some people in Puerto Rico are holding back of giving the people supplies and water to make Trump look bad. Do you believe in that type of concept of a story?
To make Trump look bad? No. Because Trump is doing that all by himself. Let's really call it what it is. If Donald Trump was really going to make sure that the people of Puerto Rico were going to get everything taken care of the way it was supposed to, it would have been done without this bickering back and forth. What President Trump did was take to Twitter and get into a Twitter war with the mayor of San Juan. What's the point in that? And it goes to the point of when the president feels like he is being attacked, no matter in his mind or what his constituents are telling him that he's doing correctly, anytime he is challenged by anyone, and I think this is just a personal observation, I think the fact that he's being challenged by someone who is in power that is female, which probably sticks in his craw extra far, the fact that that's the case has made this whole thing completely disgusting. Because here we are, a country that was almost wiped out completely. No electricity, no water, no air conditioning, And as we know that it's a tropical country, there's a lot of heat, a lot of humidity. So a lot of elderly people that need the air, clean air, people with breathing conditions, asthma, COPD, et cetera, they need that. They need the help as much as they can. And there hasn't been anywhere near as much help as from there.
Well, for America, there's also other countries like the Virgin Islands and other,
yes.
Other countries like that.
Barbuda, the island of Barbuda was completely destroyed.
And
there were a lot of islands in the aftermath of the hurricanes that hit, and this is one active hurricane season, like one after the other after the other. But a lot of response, a lot of people wondered how the United States was going to respond, because we know in the eyes of the world, the United States has always been the policeman of the world, the savior of the world in a lot of instances. When things happen, the United States has their finger on the pulse of what people need and try to hand out humanitarian efforts. If they need military support, the United States is usually the first there. This Puerto Rico thing going on, as far as the quote-unquote poor leadership is what President Trump has stated, it's really, really bad.
Well, I have to give a shout-out to a friend of mine who we talked this morning. Her name is Tanya. She was at Las Vegas, not at the festival, but like a block away from it. And what happened last night, I understand how the reaction of the people, because, you know, I told people, no matter how many times you get trained or go through exercises, Sean may remember one thing, I might remember another thing, but we're not coexist together at the same time when event happened. She told me that you hear the shot, but you know there's a concert going on. So what do you think is happening? Fireworks. There's a lot happening. Nobody cannot tell, you know. So for this shooter, I also have people could tell me that he had a mental illness or he had problems. This guy seemed like he had no much of a history, but he plotted this plan very well. To stay in a hotel for 6 to 7 days, trying to get the right room at the right angle to kill all those people, you cannot tell me that's mental illness at all. He had execution style from the beginning. Now, of course, people are like, oh, they should have security or cameras or all that stuff. There's not nothing you could do. That hotel is 1,000+. You think they're going to monitor every single person that comes in and out? This is Las Vegas. This is Sin City. ISIS took claim responsibility. There is no one near ISIS. This is, once again, like John said, a terrorist attack, a domestic terrorist attack. And Sean, most domestic terror attacks are committed by what type of person?
Usually, in this country, the skin color is much, much lighter than most. I'll put it to you like that.
In other words, is committed by a white American. A white
man. Usually, from the examples that we've talked about and the one that we've seen, the main perpetrators as far as domestic terror that has happened, like the Ted Kaczynskis of the world and the guy that did in Sandy Hook, and then the one in Aurora, Colorado, and now this one, all of them have been white. Men, white males. This one is a little older because this person, I believe, is 69, 68, was in a retirement facility.
64.
So he was in a retirement facility, and apparently he did a lot of gambling in Vegas while he was there. He spent a lot of money there.
I have a question about that picture that the media keeps showing of him drinking and his eyes closed. Why did you tell me out of all the pictures that people come up with, they come up with him in a casino with his roommate / girlfriend with his eyes closed like he's drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that to me? And I'm looking at the picture right now to compare him to 6 other white terrorists. Like you said earlier, the guy who did the Colorado shooting in the movie theater.
Yes.
North Carolina shooting and at the black church.
Yes.
These are the men. And but once again, we're supposed to be afraid of Muslims, terrorists. We're supposed to be afraid of black thugs? But have you heard any black man committing mass shootings? Don't get me wrong, black people shoot. When the last time you heard of a black man committing a mass shooting?
And you're right about that. And I would have to search the internet. Nothing comes up to my memory. I would have to search and look to find that same level of vitriol. Well, we've seen, like you stated, we have seen African Americans go and do certain things. The one that I can also think of offhand was John Muhammad,
the
sniper from D.C.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can remember. But
that's the
only
that
was a sniper. But that was not a mass shooting at the same time. He just went on a shooting spree.
Yes, it was on a rampage.
People.
Yeah, but it wasn't
yes.
in one specific particular area in killing 30, 40, 50 people. This was a back and forth between D.C. and Maryland, Baltimore, et cetera.
Okay, but what happened in Sandy Hook a couple of years ago? It was committed by a white, crazy kid, went on rampage killing teachers and little kids. My white person, imagine, Sean Black, if you and I went on a rampage right now and did a black person mass shooting, what do you think would be the consequences of that?
We would not probably be speaking right now.
Well, besides that, what do you think would be the fallout from that? Like, all black people are terrorists now? We got to look out. Now we have more reason to have targets on black men?
There seems to be more involved. When we see and we talk about these kinds of mass shootings, and these mass shootings, one, we know that the NRA, who is supposed to champion helping the people that either have gun rights or are trying to use their constitutional rights to get guns and acquire guns, have not been there for people when they needed them. Unless they put money in their coffers. This is what we've seen, what we've read online and in news stories from the years that have gone by.
Because, once again,
things,
money talks.
Exactly. Money talks, BS walks. That's I've been telling you that for a couple decades now. And when you are in a position of power where you can dictate certain things, where it's looked at in the eyes of probably the media and other groups, that you don't seem to care about the certain situations unless it benefits you. That's what a lot of people have the way they look at the NRA. And a lot of these the lobbying groups that go to Washington, go to the White House, and they plead on behalf of whatever their cause is. As long as they can get the money and bring it to their shareholders and to the people that are within their group, everything is fine. When it comes to a moral issue, we don't seem to hear about a lot of this stuff unless the moral issue can make a monetary issue from other people involved in the situation. And go ahead.
Go ahead. Before I go to K-Dawg, I forgot to say this at the beginning of the program, our thoughts and prayers are with the families and the victims of the mass shooting.
Of course.
I'm not going to say, let's pray for Vegas. Unlike Sean, I'm a little bit religious, and unlike Anitra, but I don't believe in saying, let's pray for Orlando, let's pray for Vegas. Praying is not going to do a damn thing. Taking action is another thing.
Exactly.
That's what people need to realize. I'm not going to pray for the victims. What's done is done. I just wish, support among the victims, because it's going to be hard to move on from this chapter. But to say pray for this, pray for that, but if you go on social media, you will see all this pray for this, pray for that, pray for that.
Yes.
And before
you swing it over to K-Dawg, I wanted to bring up the fallout from this whole Vegas deal. One in particular, which a lot of people are going to look at if they haven't heard about this already or not. But CBS, the TV network that employs lots of people, recently today fired an executive that works for the network. Her name is Haley Deckman Gold. And the reason why she was fired is because she decided to go on her Facebook page, which a lot of people look at as private, but if you put private stuff on a public forum and then the internet gets a hold of it, it's not private anymore. She went on and claims, this is what she said, that she was not sympathetic to the victims of the shooting because, quote unquote, most country music fans are Republican. This is what she wrote. If they would do anything when children were murdered, I have no hope that Repugs, this is her quote, I guess that's her term for Republicans, will ever do the right thing. I'm actually not even sympathetic because country music fans are often Republican gun toters.
So in other words, no, okay. Like I told you earlier, I understand her statements. I don't agree with it, but I understand it to a certain degree. Hold on. I'm sorry, Kato. I think she's trying to say it's karma. What goes around comes around. She's entitled to her statements, but once again, there's a time and a place for everything, and it should be what's said. And she's the vice president of CBS. She should keep her mouth shut. Now, she has lost a very good, high-paying job. Excuse me. Why? For speaking her mind at the wrong time. People don't want to hear that right now. People lost family and friends out there for no reason. So, okay, dog, what do you like to say?
Hey, what's going on, Hot Rod? What's going on, Sean? Hey, listen, look. The bottom line is this, is that just remember, the big picture is that 59 people lost their lives and 527 people were badly injured. I mean, imagine this. You're going out to a concert to enjoy yourself when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, while you're enjoying yourself, you hear noise, you hear these popping sounds, you assume it's firecrackers, but guess what? It's gunfire. That's what the people said. They didn't realize at the time that it was bullets flying all over the place. It wasn't until, one of the witnesses says it wasn't until she saw somebody go down, that's when she realized that, oh, my God, they're shooting, and people were running and ducking for cover. Some people didn't even know where to go. That's how bad it got. And as for the go ahead, Howard.
No, go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Get on.
Yeah, and, of course, as for the investigation, like Sean and I were talking off the air earlier, it gets more and more crazier by the minute, but I'm not saying that this guy was mentally insane. He wasn't, because there was no reports of him being mentally insane. He was a retiree who gambled at high stakes. He was an accountant at first, a retired accountant who gambled, who made a lot of money gambling. And they said that he was in the hotel room since last week, since last Thursday, I believe. He was in the hotel room, and he carried with him 10 suitcases. And now the police, go ahead.
But with this investigation, to me, at this time right now, investigation,
exactly.
Know, it's like what's done is done. You can't put, we say this many times on the show, all of us, how we're going to see this thing happening over and over. Like Sean said,
right.
This is like the new trending thing going on right now.
Right, mass shootings, because we've seen it. We've seen it, and I could even go as far back as Columbine. We saw it in Columbine. We saw it in Virginia Tech. We've seen it in Aurora, Colorado. We've seen it in Newtown, Connecticut. We've seen it in Arizona. Time and time again, there is a trend that's going on with these mass shootings.
So,
and still, the gun laws don't change.
What do you think about the gun laws now? Sure. Once again, should we look into gun laws again? Or do you think anything will happen again?
Hey, whatever it is that goes on in Washington, they should look into it. Because they said that in April, that 54% of the Americans are supporting looking into gun laws. Because time and time again, it keeps happening. It's happening over and over again. Innocent people are being killed left and right. Like I said before, people were out there enjoying themselves, and all of a sudden, then you hear pop, 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 and guess what? It's bullets flying. And this guy, He purchased guns legally. The employer said that in his hometown of Mesquite, Nevada, that he was purchasing, that he went inside of a store and purchased dozens of guns over the years. And he had at least 23 firearms in his room, and including a handgun.
Well, that doesn't mean that he should be red flag. He should not be a suspect, and that's a problem, because why? He got white privilege. If you,
exactly,
dog, or Sean, or any of us, even Phil, if he was Jewish, if any of us had went to buy all those guns, they would do a background check nonstop, they would still watch over us.
In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, they would watch over us and you know, do, hey, we got to watch these guys. Why are they buying guns? And it's the kind of guns that this guy had. Let's look at the kind of guns he had. These weren't regular handguns. These were military arsenal that he had. He had an AK-47 that he could put on a stand, that, and he had an AR-15. That's what was used in the shooting. High-powered weapons.
So, Sean, what do you think was his motive overall, in your opinion?
Only based on what I could see, I don't know anything about him or any of his past. I'm not going to say that he's just some crazy dude to snap, because nobody just snaps intentionally buying 20 or so guns. People snap when all of a sudden, I can't take it anymore, they grab a gun and they just go off. That snaps.
Yeah.
This was an agenda. He had an agenda. I don't know if it was for a particular race, a particular religion, a type of person, male or female. I think he tried to take as many people as he could out as far as he could and try to get away with it.
And they say he wasn't affiliated with any religious background, background. And he wasn't, and he had no criminal record whatsoever.
Exactly.
So based on
what I saw, him bashing in the windows, going from room to room on the 34th floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel.
32nd floor.
And aiming
he
the
went
gun
in
down and taking out as many people as he could. I don't think it had anything to do with any, but later the investigation will maybe get more insight to this. But I think his entire agenda was to take out as many people as he could possibly take out within the time frame that he knew he probably was going to be killed or was going to kill himself. Now, if you're a conspiracy theorist, I'm sure there are tons of people that don't even believe he was killed.
Well, okay, to K-Dog, talk about conspiracy. Hey, here you are. Here he is in Las Vegas at a country music festival full of AKA Republicans. Do you think this has an agenda towards Republicans, if you want to go by a conspiracy theory?
Well, from what I see is that he could have been doing this just to make a statement against the government.
So you think
that's
this
also
has to do with
conspiracy? There's anti-government conspiracies out there too. But can I say that? No, I can't. Because really, the investigation, let them continue to investigate. Because you know, everyone's trying to put their finger on it. Like, what was his agenda? What was this all about? Because from what I'm learning about this character is that they say he was a normal person who loved to gamble. They don't know if it was financial stress or something.
Oh, well. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But it's like they're trying to put together, but investigators are trying to piece together his financial history. They're trying to determine what set him off to do such a horrible crime like this. I mean, breaking windows in and you're pulling out a rifle and shooting out the window, that's crazy, man. That's just horrible.
So before I go to you, I'd like to say that New York have a stricter gun policy. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sean Black. When's the last time you heard a mass shooting? I mean, there's shootings every day in New York, don't get me wrong. But when's the last time you heard a mass shooting in New York?
I can't tell you when. It's been years. It's been a long time. But usually you don't hear about this stuff, especially since 9/11. You haven't really heard about anything like that.
Even after the Long Island Railroad massacre, that was just a shooter that was he had an agenda, and of course 9/11. But other than that, you didn't hear anything like this happening in New York City.
I'm saying this because there was a debate on my friend's page. You go, Kevin, about you don't hear mass shooting in New York and Chicago. Yes, Chicago is a war zone. Everybody has a gun. But, you know, they still have a stricter gun policy. So do you think, Phil Fisher, a stricter gun policy will help solve this problem or, like, lessen it?
You know, there's always ways to get around things. That's my opinion of it. I mean, if somebody's wants to bring a gun in somewhere, they're going to find a way to do it. It's just we live in today in a society which is it's frightening. It's frightening no matter where you go.
I understand, I love guns, but I don't believe in having a machine gun, a rifle, an AK-47. Shouldn't that assault weapons, that should not be sold to the public? Especially a crazy man like yourself, Phil.
Because
Hey,
Phil, we all No, but
hey, y'all know. I'm coming up this week, so y'all better be prepared for me.
We have him.
Uh-oh.
We have him recorded on the show saying he's coming for you. Yes. So if anything happens,
Hot Rod, I'm feeling you out.
Do I sound like a person that care or who's afraid? Talk about afraid. And of course, going back to conspiracy, I see some of the videos and I show it to some of my friends. They've been crazy white people during the shooting. Like I said, when chaos happens like that, there's procedures, but there's still always chaos. Those one or two people standing up in front of everything, standing up like, hit me. They want to die. They want to get the bullets. While you have thousands of people running for cover. Now, crazy that could be if a couple of people just stand up, want to get shot, don't get shot. And at the same time, you have other people on the ground trying to record the situation. Does that make sense?
That's
no.
The situation we live in right now, where everything is, and this goes to what we've spoken about more than once. We live in a social media dominated dependent society.
Exactly
where everybody
what
wants
I've been
to be
saying.
The star of their own show. They want to be the next Kourtney Kardashian or Kim Kardashian or whoever, housewives of whatever state, city, or country they're in. And the problem is, in doing so and catering to their broadcast brethren, they're not realizing that all you're doing is perpetuating this same quote-unquote lifestyle that everybody's gotten into where everybody's doing the exact same thing. Instead of taking that same phone and calling the cops or, you know, maybe recording it for proof and then going to the police, they're recording the same stuff
and putting it on their Facebook page or
Instagram.
And then
putting it right on Facebook or putting it up on Twitter or putting it up on whatever other media that they have.
Exactly. People have been doing that, you know.
Phil?
Well, thank you for letting me have my say. You know, first of all, if it was me, I wouldn't be doing any of that, putting it on Facebook. I'd be getting the hell out of there in a heartbeat.
Exactly, Phil. You're saying exactly what I'm thinking.
I mean, I don't know what you think you're going to accomplish by putting this stuff on Facebook or Twitter or whatever social media. It's ridiculous. I know somebody's is firing shots. I'm doing duck and cover and getting the hell out of there.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Back in the day when we were all in high school, my brother, before we moved out onto Long Island, he went to Edward R. Murrow High School, and that high school was ran like a college. And let me tell you, kids were offering him to buy a gun.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like I say, if somebody wants a gun, they're going to get it. I mean, yes, it is illegal to have a gun in New York. We know that. And most of the Northeast, I think it is illegal. Maybe, I think, except for Vermont. I mean, down here in the South, it's so different. I mean, yes, my brother does have a gun in the house. I ain't going to lie about it. But it's just one or two. But it's for protection.
But, Phil, there were some actual people that wanted to go to Washington and petition the fact that teachers and people in schools that work
need to carry guns
should have the right to carry a gun. I want you to think about how asinine that sounds, that somebody would actually suggest that to the constituents, to a senator, to an alderman, to anybody that has any power, and say, I think that you guys as teachers, you should have a loaded gun in a classroom of 30 children and see what happens.
Well, you have a problem with that, Sean Black?
I think you can hear in the tone of my voice that yes, I do have a problem with that.
Well, evaluate that. I'll get an opinion for the rest of the guys. Why do you think that's a problem?
The problem is we know how kids are in high school, junior high school, whatever. Who's to say, unless you know that you've got yourself a lock and key, a safe, you know that the teacher that has the gun has had checks, both mental, has had credit checks, et cetera. They know everything about him, background checks and all of the other stuff. You also have to know what the students are going to do, because as we've seen, it's very easy to see some kid decide to, well, let's go inside the teacher's desk or the safe or whatever while the teacher is in the bathroom somewhere and they're playing with it. A number of things can happen in the blink of an eye. And the last thing you want to do is introduce a blasting cap to a stick of dynamite, and then somebody walks in with the match and detonates everything.
Okay, K-Dog?
Yeah, you got to think about the safety of the kids, because let's just say the teacher can't keep the gun on them. They have it in their bag or briefcase or whatever have you, and someone gets a hold of it, it becomes a problem. When the kid takes the gun, and you are, especially with elementary school kids, they'll probably take it and play with it as a toy, and then bang, someone ends up getting shot, it goes right back to the teacher. Think about it.
Phil?
Well, here's the thing. I think what has to happen, I don't think giving a teacher a gun is going to be the solution, because I don't care what background checks you got, what evaluations you go through, you never know what issues are going on inside a person. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could play anybody. I mean, that's how it is. I mean, just because a person looks sane, that don't mean they're sane.
You're right about that.
I remember going into middle school. I mean, all of a sudden you see security guards. I mean, I think we've come into that world where if there's anybody that should be having guns, it should be security guards. And I think all these elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools, you have to have a police presence in there.
And that perfect example of what you just said.
You're right about
somebody, when I went to high school, somebody was shot in my high school. And because of that shooting, they implemented in that school and a lot of schools in the New York City area, the wands, go ahead and they check you, pockets, wallets, et cetera. And then they also had, which was an ID card that had a strip that would be red that lets you know you were in the school, and swiped and make sure you were out of the school. And that's how they kept tabs on who was there, who should be there, who shouldn't be there. And unfortunately, these are the times that we've grown up in, and these are the kinds of things that you had to worry about, especially with Columbine that happened years ago and all of the other things that have happened in school. Because remember, there was a time maybe 8 or 9 years ago when we were hearing at least once a week a school shooting somewhere. So those are the kinds of times you have to worry about now.
I got a message from Gene D. He said, I don't know how accurate this is, the Vegas shooter had 42 guns, 23 in his hotel room, 19 in his house, police said. Is he not a terrorist? Question mark. And Is this not a terrorist threat? Question mark. This does not make no sense. Okay, I see. America born, you're a shooter. If you're foreign, you're a terrorist. He called it BS. Huh.
And what did I say at the top of the show? You survive
American
or threat of violence, especially against civilians in the pursuit of political aims, religious, or ideological change. You tell me if that
right.
fits in that definition, and you let me know if that's a terrorist act or not.
It is an act of terrorism. Any kind of crime, like especially what just happened, people are questioning, oh, it's a mass shooting. I'm like, yeah, but also let's look at it as an act of domestic terrorism. Whenever you hear a mass shooting and it's like more than 10 people were shot and killed, that's mass terrorism right there. And what this shooter did was commit an act of mass terrorism, because look at his arsenal. He had 23 firearms and a handgun. And he also had, like I was talking to you, Sean, like Phil and Hot Rod, you guys got to hear this, but he also had chemicals to make explosives in his home.
Well, I got to give it to Milton X right now, because, you know, Milton X would love to say the chicken has come home to roost. So, Milton X, take it away.
Yeah, I know. We all know how you feel about white people.
Well, listen, it's a tragedy. I take no joy in that, obviously. However, the chickens have come home to roost. As it says in the Bible, what you sow, you shall also reap.
What?
And in this
you read
case,
the Bible? You read the Bible?
I know a little bit. I know a couple of verses.
Okay.
Right.
John 3:16.
However, when you have weak gun laws like you do here in America, when you give into the gun lobbies left and right, and you allow these type of military weapons on the street, this is what you get. However, in this white supremacist society, they know that, and they'll sacrifice that to keep the guns on the street like this. This is obviously a terrorist situation here, but he's Caucasian, so they won't say that.
So, as I said earlier, Milton, if one of us black guys had done the same thing.
Oh, shit. If your black ass did this, they'd be in Crown Heights right now, locking every black motherfucker up right now. The whole Eastern Parkway would be under surveillance. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
It'd be everywhere. Listen, you know what? Everybody would be under surveillance or something like this. There'd be laws written right now. But they're not going to do that. Listen, when Sandy Hook happened, if that little white baby got killed and they didn't do shit about it for changing the laws goes, that told me right there that America values guns more than its own children. More than its own children. So this ain't no damn surprise. This fool went out Rambo and shit and basically knew he was going to die in the whole shit himself.
So why do you think he did?
Because he's evil. That's about it. Like all terrorists are one way or another. You know, he ain't leave no manifesto, so he really won't know. But evil does what evil does. The problem is that we allow these guns to be out here like this. Instead of, you know what I mean? So it gives in the ego like that. So it's kind of like America to border on itself. Because if they had like strict the gun law like in Australia or in Great Britain and places like that, they wouldn't have this.
But as we
strict
say,
the
as
gun
we say
laws
all the time,
means less money.
Less money, but you know what? There's other ways to make money in this country. So why America loves their guns so much compared to their kids? To our own children?
Because guns equal power.
Mm-hmm.
America loves power. Hello? How do you think this country was built? They killed off the Indians and enslaved the black folk. Power. You understand? So that's why they ain't going to give up their guns. You know what I'm saying? So that's
so
how it goes.
So basically, after this morning, this is deja vu. Nothing going to be done.
Yeah.
Nothing learned.
To
the next mass shooting.
To the next mass shooting, the next one, the next one, the next one.
And the funny thing about it is, every mass shooting that we've had, we've always said, well, we hope this will be the last one. Let's pray and hope that we will get to the next thing. Let's see what happens. No action.
Prayer don't work without deeds. You got to put work behind that prayer.
Listen, the thing is, it's going to keep happening because everybody knows, and I will say this, is that people do have a love affair with guns. And
of course.
Anybody and almost anybody,
especially
and
the
I
Caucasian
do mean anybody, could get their hands on a gun. And of course, with in this case, this guy, like I said, the investigation shows that he had no criminal record, but yet this guy, he didn't have just, you know, people when they get guns, they usually get just a handgun, but he didn't have a handgun. He had like 23 firearms. And in his home, he had, again, chemicals to make bombs.
So basically, if this isn't terrorism,
I don't know what is.
Right.
You know what? The reason I'm quiet tonight, because it's like I'm just scratching my head all day. Like, it does not make sense. I mean, even though this is like I said, deja vu. It's like,
evil don't have to make sense. You know what I'm saying? Some people out there with dark souls.
And you know what? I'm one of them for sure. But
but you're too drunk to do that type of shit.
I've already said before, in speaking of the reason why people do the things that they do, I still hearken back to The Dark Knight. And what Alfred said is that some people just love to watch the world burn.
Exactly. And
let's be honest, there's some motherfuckers that ain't shit. That's all there is to it.
So, but can we blame this on number 45?
Oh, no. This ain't Trump's fault, you know what I'm saying? This is America's fault.
This was on the docket before Trump got in office. So this is
exactly.
I'm not going to lay this at the doorstep of the
country. No. You're right, but let's be honest. America wasn't shit before Trump either. Let's be honest here. America been racist and white supremacist and misogynistic and the whole shit before Trump even got here. He just keeping it going. That's all.
So do you think Mr. 45 kind of like encouraged all this violence that's going on right now in America?
He sets the tone for the white supremacists, but the violence has been out here. But he sets a tone for the white supremacists and white extremists to do what they do. If you're comfortable now, come out and take the hood off, so to speak.
Huh? All right, well.
They're comfortable to take their hoods off.
Of course, yes. Look,
which is fine, because I'd rather know what my enemy thinks of me.
All right.
Well, so I can prepare. So the first man, Fisher, and K-Dog, thanks so much for calling. Can't wait to do this again next week. Good night, guys.
Yeah, man. Good night.
Okay, on that note, we have a minute left, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. You know, like I said, I didn't want to talk too much because tonight is like a very sad night. Like, once again, it's a head scratcher. But we know what the problem is. We know what the answer is. The answers are. But 1 + 1 is not equal to 2. You know what? You understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, it's a much more complicated answer than just doing this and this. There needs to be some other things to go with this.
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another metal edition of The Absolute Truth right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host with the most, the King of Kings himself, the Hot Rod.
You don't even know who you are anymore, do you?
Nah, well, I'm still thinking, I'm tired, but go ahead. Your name is?
I'm Sean Black. Oh, boy. And Anitra B, who's not with us right now.
Hope she get well soon. And also, ladies and gentlemen, as always, be safe out there. Take care of yourself. And the pleasure was all
yours.
So, Sean, can I get that kiss now from you?
There you go. Leave me be.
Wow. So, seriously, I'm shocked. Yes, you did that to me.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.